The first night they sent me up here, I thought Uncle Benjen will ride back tonight, and I'll see him first and blow the horn. He never came, though. Not that night, nor any night. "We'll get him time," Tyrion said. Far off to the north, a wolf began to howl. Another voice picked up the call, then another. Ghost cocked his head and listened. "If he doesn't come back," Jon Snow promised, "Ghost and I will go find him." He put his hand on the direwolf's head. "I believe you," Tyrion said. But what he thought was, "And who will go find you?" He shivered. Arya. Her father had been fighting with the council again. Arya could see it on his face when he came to the table, late again, as he had been so often. The first course, a thick, sweet soup made with pumpkins, had already been taken away when Ned Stark strode into the small hall. They called it that to set it apart from the great hall, where the king could feast 1,000. But it was a long room, with a high vaulted ceiling and bench space for 200 at its trestle tables. "My lord," Jorah said when father entered. He rose to his feet, and the rest of the guard rose with him.